Not too long ago, Milwaukee was thought of as a beer town. After all, the city was home to four large breweries, and they used plenty of water. So did other industries that took root here, such as tanneries. Milwaukee was perfect, sitting in around one-fifth of the world's freshwater supply. All the related companies that developed are now prompting Milwaukee to forge ahead with a plan to become a global water hub. In this installment of our Project Milwaukee series, The Currency of Water, WUWM's LaToya Dennis introduces us to some of the players.
It's a little after 4 on a weekday afternoon, and second shifters at Badger Meter are busy.
Every one of the water meters we make are tested.
Rich Musin is dressed in his typical tie clip and cufflinks, believing they're the stilettos of men's fashion. He's president and CEO of Badger Meter.
So this man here is running the tests on the water meters to determine that they are accurate. U.S. standards for water meters is that they have to be accurate, plus or minus 1.5%.
Badger Meter is North America's largest producer of meters that measure the amount of water households and businesses use.
We have operations in Milwaukee, Tulsa, Nogales, Stuttgart, Germany, and Brno in the Czech Republic.
Around 500 people work at the company headquarters here in Brown Deer, just outside Milwaukee. Musin says his company pumps between $5 and $7 million each year into research and development, most locally. He's convinced that Milwaukee could one day become the Silicon Valley of water.
I would like to think that someday when a young entrepreneur says, I have an idea for a water technology company, that person's family says you should go to Milwaukee. For those same 5 reasons, there's a trained workforce in water technology. There's a government that's friendly to water technology. There are venture capitalists who understand water technology. There's the only school of freshwater sciences in the United States located right in Milwaukee.
And Musin says there's a group called the Milwaukee 7 Water Council, comprised of 120 water-related businesses that can help others get started. Musin is co-chair of the council. He says 5 of the 11 largest water technology companies in the world have major operations in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee has a greater concentration of water technology companies than any other place on Earth. Everything from water meters, heaters, filters, fixtures, pumps are made here. What we don't have is all those groups working very closely together.
Therein lies the problem. According to Tom Dougherty, there's no cohesion yet. Dougherty is president of Advanced Chemical Systems. It sells wastewater treatment systems to industrial companies. He says Milwaukee is slowly moving in the direction of becoming a water hub, but it's not there yet.
If the players, i.e. big business, politicians, and academia get together, there is no reason why we couldn't be. There's the talk of doing it, and the key there is how do you do it right.
Dougherty says while the business and academic leaders here are pushing the water industry movement, there have been setbacks. Take the delay in deciding where to locate UWM's new School of Freshwater Sciences.
You're going to have the people who are for and against the UWM school on the lake, off the lake. To me, let's get it done. Let's get the school somewhere.
Still, Dougherty says he doesn't know of any other city in the U.S. trying to accomplish what Milwaukee is. His company has begun working with the UW-Milwaukee Great Lakes Water Institute. Together, they're trying to develop technology that will alert people right away when too many contaminants are flowing into the water system. Val Klump is director of the institute.
Most of what we do here is on sort of on the environmental side. One of the big issues now with respect to water treatment is, what about these emerging contaminants like pharmaceuticals? Because conventional sewage treatment plants don't do a particularly good job of removing pharmaceuticals from wastewater.
Klump says the conversations flowing around him about a global water hub here have him more excited than at any time in his career. Research and development would play a major role. Now, Klump says, money and political will are needed to push this thing further. Globally, water is reported to be a $425 billion business, with growing demand for such things as drinking water and wastewater treatment facilities. Advocates here hope Milwaukee can carve out a decent size of that pie. They say already about 20,000 people in the greater Milwaukee area are employed in water-related industries. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.